Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men Bite Size. It is Tuesday, the 18th of July. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to take you through some of the latest news surrounding Liverpool Football Club, of course. And first and foremost, I want to bring you a story about a possible Fabinho replacement, and it comes from Football Insider, who have claimed that Liverpool are exploring a move for Cheick Doucouré, Crystal Palace midfielder, of course, and it says that Liverpool have turned their attention to signing Doucouré to replace Fabinho, he's long gone. It goes on to say that sources have claimed that Liverpool are exploring a potential move for the Crystal Palace midfielder, and it says the Merseysiders are drawing up a list of targets as midfield duo Jordan Henderson and Fabinho close in on their respective moves to Saudi Arabia. It then says, a well-placed source has told Football Insider that Doucouré, 23, is catching the eye of the Anfield transfer chiefs, and it is believed he could be signed to replace Fabinho in the defensive midfield role that he made his own during his five-year spell at Liverpool. It goes on to say that the Mali international signed for Crystal Palace last summer for a reported fee of £21 million. So, yeah, interesting one. I haven't seen loads of him play. Obviously, he's only been in the Premier League for a year, and before that, he was in Ligue 1. So, not seeing an abundance of him. I think stylistically, when it comes to replacing Fabinho, it's a fascinating topic because so much depends on the type of player that we actually want to go and get. And Doucouré, in terms of the way he plays, in terms of his mould, is very much in the Fabinho bracket. Like, he would be very much a like-for-like replacement. Like, all 35 of his appearances last season for Palace came as an out-and-out number six. So if we do want to get a very Fabinho-esque replacement for Fabinho, he would tick those boxes. Now, he's played 12 times for Mali, so he's a fully-fledged international. Price tag-wise, there's no mention of it in the initial report from Football Insider, but for a show with Ian Doyle that I've done just this morning, he mentioned Palace would obviously be looking for a profit on that £21 million that they paid. Might be around sort of the 40 to 50 bracket, so a decent amount of money, but if we're getting £40 million for Fabinho, if you can do something similar in terms of getting his replacement in, value-wise, that doesn't seem like ridiculous business to me. It feels like something that we could potentially go and get done, and it feels like something that would make some sense. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. I definitely think we need to go and sign a frontline replacement for Fabinho. Like, the four names that were mentioned over the weekend from Melissa Reddy and James Pearce, Sofyan Amrabat, Ryan Gravenberch, Romeo Lavia, and Calvin Phillips. Now, two of them, in terms of Phillips and Amrabat, positionally feel like ready replacements for Fabinho. I've got my qualms with both of them, particularly Phillips. I'm not convinced by him in one way, shape or form for lots of reasons. The fact he's at Manchester City, so they're not just going to give him to us. He had a really bad season last year with injuries, so doesn't feel like he'd be sort of ready to come in and replace Fabinho at all either. So for me, out of those four, it would be Amrabat. With someone like a Lavia or a Gravenberch as an understudy, I could live with that as a bit of a stopgap for a season, possibly two, whilst the likes of Stefan Vacetic, Lavia potentially learn and grow into the role. So, yeah, loads to be sort of resolved when it comes to the pull of midfields. I do think we've been caught by surprise a little bit when it comes to all of this. It wasn't part of the plans for Liverpool summer, let's just put it that way. And obviously, One thing that definitely wasn't part of the plans for Liverpool summer was losing the captain. And just a little update on the Jordan Henderson situation. Fabrizio Romano this morning has tweeted that Al Etifak and Liverpool are still discussing the fee for Jordan Henderson deal. Negotiations are ongoing. No chance for a free transfer as initially requested by Al Etifak, but talks now ongoing in order to find compromise between all the parties. So, where they got the idea from that they could get our captain for free, I have no idea whatsoever. 2 years left on the Liverpool deal, of course. Still very much part of our plans. Not necessarily as a frontline starter, which could be one of the reasons why he wants to go, of course. But yeah, where Steven Gerrard and his new club got the notion they could just come in and take the captain for nothing from is absolutely beyond me, because that was never, ever, ever going to be likely to happen. And hopefully it doesn't. Next up, I want to talk to you about Levi Colwill. That name just will not go away. And I'm kind of glad, to be honest with you, because he's a player that I would love to see play for Liverpool. And this one comes from journalist Felix Johnson, who tweeted about it yesterday. He claimed that Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has held direct talks with the Chelsea defender Levi Colwill over potential transfer. Now, he goes on to claim, this is a little bit odd, this tweet basically. He claimed that Chelsea are furious with this and could report Liverpool to the FA, whilst they're also angered by Brighton's persistence in their pursuit of the talented young centre-back following his loan spell there last season. So, bit of an odd story to bring you really on that one. But yeah, this journalist is claiming that Chelsea aren't happy with Liverpool and Brighton pursuing Levi Colwill in the way and in the manner that they are doing. Just in terms of him as a player, I think he's tick so many boxes for us, and it would make so much sense for us to get that deal done. I would love to see him become a Liverpool player. It does feel as though if that deal is going to happen, he will need to force it through, because Chelsea aren't going to be willing sellers when it comes to this. He's going to cost a lot of money. They're clearly pinning their hopes on him for this season coming and beyond. He wants first team football. He wants assurances over his first team football because he's very ambitious. He's just come off the back of a good loan spell at Brighton as well. So I think if this deal is going to have any legs at all, he will need to be the one going to Chelsea and saying, let me leave, let me go to Liverpool, let me go to Brighton, whoever it may be. But yeah, from our point of view, from a Liverpool standpoint, I just hope and pray that if that opportunity does arise, we're ready and we've got the money ready and we can go and get it done, because signing a player of that quality who's so young would be wonderful, wonderful business. The next story I want to touch upon is Romeo Lavia related. Now, touched on him earlier in terms of our interest remaining in him, but a story from Sport in Spain touches on the Barcelona interest, but it claims that Barcelona have backed out and there is no way for them to convince Southampton to make this deal happen because they wanted to loan him this season. And it says that they will therefore have to look for other options in the market. No huge surprise at all that Southampton would have no interest in loaning someone who they perceive to be worth 50 million. Why would you loan him out when you've got Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, potentially Man City next year knocking at your door to take him off you? Like, there's no sense whatsoever in saying, yeah, go on, you spent 12 months in Barcelona in the Catalan region and getting a nice bit of football under your belt and then come back and then Man City can take him for 40 mil. No, not going to happen. And no surprise to see that Barcelona have been told no by Southampton and therefore won't be pursuing that particular deal, which of course leaves the path slightly clear for Liverpool to hopefully go and do something further down the line, if indeed we choose to, because like I touched on earlier, we have been caught completely off guard. We need to be reactive in this transfer window now, which could still mean that Lavia becomes a red. Now, the last story I wanted to touch upon is Anderson Arroyo, who remains very much an unknown quantity for Liverpool because he has been on multiple loan moves now. He actually spent last season, I think it was at Alaves in Spain, and it's going to be no different for this upcoming campaign as well, because he's just joined Spanish side FC Andorra for the duration of the next campaign. Now, not entirely sure what we're doing with him as a footballer, quite frankly. I think I might say this is something like a sixth or seventh loan spell that he'll be going on. I've never understood just constantly loaning out players. Like, I've never quite got it, because they obviously get older as time goes by. Like, he comes back 23, then they'll come back 24 and so on and so forth. I've never truly understood it, but here we are again, another loan spell for the full-back stroke. I think he plays centre-half a little bit as well. So yeah, very odd situation. Smacks of sort of Shea Ojo in years gone by, and Marco Grujic as well a little bit, whereby constantly loan these players out until eventually one day they actually leave Liverpool Football Club on a permanent basis. But yeah, let's see what happens. Just leaves me time to tell you that our brand new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is available now. And I also should tell you that they all turned up this morning on two wonderful pallets in wonderful boxes, and they got unboxed and they are absolutely stunning. I'm not just saying that because I wrote a large proportion of them. They are just incredible, like amazing. I'm absolutely over the moon with them. So head to redmenmerch.com, get yourself one, and you can also get them signed by us as well. I mean, what a treat that is. Like, signed by me, Steve and Paul, like, you lucky, lucky people. Anyway, they are boss, genuinely, all jokes aside, they are absolutely boss. Brilliant stories, stats, photos, and of course, artwork. Plus, we've got some little tales from famous fans about their favourite Bobby moments, etc., etc. They're just wonderful. You've got to see him to believe him, as the old saying goes. So yeah, make sure you do that. Anyway, that'll be all for MM Bite Size. It has been a pleasure speaking to you all. I will speak to everybody else very soon. I'm off to Germany this afternoon to watch Liverpool play against Karlsruhe tomorrow. So I'll see you all, speak to you all on Friday. Take it easy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.